It's not fair, really. No. Well, I know I've been crabby and grumpy and irritable and mopey and sad and weepy, but I haven't talked to him in days. I haven't seen him in forever. I miss him. I miss the phone calls before bedtime, and I miss, oh God, I miss being in his arms so fucking much. My head on his chest, my hands running up and down, his kisses on my forehead. But nope, I got none of that, and I'm stuck here with you. I mean, not that you're all that bad. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you're pretty loyal. And you're always here. I mean, you have no choice. You're a stuffed broccoli, you know. And you are a good, you know, a good substitute, I guess. You're good to snuggle with. You got this big, green, poofy head and fits perfectly under my chin, and you got your skinny little broccoli body I can wrap my arms around. I squeeze you tight and try not to get the top of your head all wet with tears. I know, I'm being melodramatic. Well, it's also very late and I'm up talking to a stuffed broccoli, so, you know. All right, Mr. Broccoli, it's time to go to sleep. We'll have nice dreams. Not those kind of dreams, Mr. Broccoli, you perv. And anyway, I always put you on the floor when it's time for sexy times. Oh, God. All right, I really need to go to sleep. It's just a couple more days, Mr. Broccoli. Just a couple more days. We'll make it. All right. Good night, Mr. Broccoli.